You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental assistants, dental workers out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my people, all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get to home, get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Feeling good on a Friday. I hope you are doing the same. Hope your Friday has gotten off to a great start. You know the vibes. We will get to Grillin' Dylan. You can ask me whatever you like. Yep. We'll do that in about 38 minutes from now. So go ahead and get your questions ready. We'll talk a little Atlanta Falcons today. We'll get that going in about 18 minutes because ESPN, Jeremy Fowler, they're continuing to do this league-wide survey where they're talking to NFL scouts, execs, and coaches about and getting them to help them rank the top 10 players in each position, all the way from quarterback to cornerback. And in their latest rankings, they did safety, and we'll tell you where Jesse Bates ranked in the top 10. So we'll get to that in about 17 minutes from now, so we can talk about that if you want during Grill and Dylan. We can talk about the Braves, which we'll get to here in a couple of minutes. Also, we'll have some quick hitters where we'll mention a couple of different topics. We'll do that right before Grill and Dylan as well. So that's all coming up in about 37 minutes. But go ahead and get your Grill and Dylan questions ready. Phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. But like I said, we will start with the Atlanta Braves. And, well, the offense had been looking good, but they get shut down yesterday, and all it took was one pitch that Mad Max let Diamondback get a hold of, and that was all it wrote. It was really that simple. 1-0, final score. The lone run coming off a solo home run from the Diamondbacks, and the Braves could not get much going. And again, Max Fried, you can't blame him. He was stellar. He did what he had to do. Six innings pitched, only gave up 5 hits, 1 run, and again, the 1 run being that solo shot. Walked 3, struck out 7, but I can't ask Max Fried for too much more than that. I mean, it's hard to ask a dude to go out there and throw scoreless ball. I mean, that's hard to do. 1 run is pretty spectacular. So, look, Braves offense just got shut down. And Brandon Fatt, I think is how you pronounce it, he had a great game in his own respect. 6 innings, only gave up 3 hits. The Braves only had 5 hits in the entire game. So, yeah, the Braves offense indeed got shut down. They did try to rally a little bit in the 9th, but some good defense helped the Diamondbacks as well. We'll get to that in just a second. But Brandon Fatt, 6 innings pitched, only gave up 3 hits. Obviously, no runs, no walks, 4 strikeouts for Fatt as well. And the Diamondbacks bullpen did a good job, only giving up 2 hits in their own respect. But the Braves, again, did try to rally in the top of the 9th inning. Paul Sewald had to work around a 2-out single in the 9th. And he got help from his center fielder, Jake McCarthy, who snagged, I mean, Matt Olson, you thought maybe that one was going to get out and the Braves are going to have some more late-inning magic like they had a couple of games ago. But Jake McCarthy snagged it. All right, excuse me, in left field. I said center field. But he snagged it in left field. Matt Olson drove it out deep to the wall in left field. And McCarthy also made a deep in the hole catch out in left center, and that was on the warning track in the 8th inning right after Christian Walker snared Eddie Rosario's liner. So again, like I said, some good defense helping out the Arizona Diamondbacks last night as well, because Braves did have some hard hits, but they were either some good catches were made or they hit it right at somebody. So a little bit unfortunate and a little bit unlucky for the Braves last night as well, but again, couldn't really get much going offensively overall. But happens. You didn't really want to split with the Arizona Diamondbacks, especially after winning the first 2. You felt good about at least getting 1 more to get the series win. And Max Fried kept you in it all night long, and the bullpen did as well. So you thought you would be able – you know, I felt good about the Braves getting a series win last night, but Diamondbacks had some good pitching. And Braves couldn't get a whole lot going. So that's the name of the game sometimes. So unfortunate for the Braves, but they'll be getting right back at it as they traveled to San Diego after last night's game. And they'll take on the San Diego Padres tonight at 9:40. First pitch is set, like I said, for 9:40. It'll be Spencer Schwellenbach. He's back on the mound, the Braves' young rookie. And he'll be taking on Randy Vasquez of the San Diego Padres. We'll talk about that game more a little bit in a few minutes. But I do want to let you hear from Brian Snicker. Also, let you hear maybe one from Spencer Schwellenbach if we get to it when we start again previewing tonight's game a little bit more. But let's first hear from Brian Snitker. And he talked about how I said Max Fried kept them in the ball game all night last night. But Brian Snitker put it best. They just couldn't figure out the other guy in Braden Fatt. Let's hear Snit.
No, he did. No, he righted himself and kept us right there in the ballgame. We just couldn't solve the other guy.
Yeah, simple as that. Max Fried did his job, but didn't get any help from the offense. Offense couldn't get anything going. And again, that's respect to Braden Fatt, who had an amazing outing last night in his own respect. And you get those rare now in MLB baseball, 1-0 ball games, and the Braves had one last night. Continuing to let you hear from Brian Snitker, he's talking about A.J. Minter, who has been really good, and he's been really one of the best relievers overall. He's had his struggles at times, and more so in that closer position, but A.J. Minter really is as solid as they come when it comes to one of the relievers. And again, not only did Max Fried keep you in the ballgame all night, but the Braves bullpen kept you in the ballgame all night, and that's Grant Holmes, that's A.J. Minter. So let's hear from Brian Snitker talk about how good A.J. has been this season.
No, I mean, A.J.'s been tough for a long time now. He's been one of the better left-handed relievers and back-end leverage guys for quite a while now.
A.J. Minter goes 2/3 innings after Grant Holmes, who came in relief of Max Fried, went 1 1/3. A.J. Minter goes 2/3 innings, no hits, no runs, got a strikeout as well. So he was really, really good through 8 pitches total, and 6 of them were strikes. So, again, A.J. Minter really has been as good as you could have wanted him to be over these last few years. So good outing from A.J., and again, good outing from the Braves pitching staff overall. Just absolutely could not really catch a break or getting anything going on offense last night. And let's hear one more from Brian Snitker, and let's go back to Max Fried, because, you know, if Max didn't have that bad outing against the Philadelphia Phillies, I wonder if he's an all-star. I wonder how much that rough outing in Philly, again, if you remember that first game of the series against the Phillies in that latest series against the Phillies last weekend, Max got touched up a little bit on Friday night. And I wonder, because he was cooking up until that start, and I do wonder how much that affected him being an all-star, because, I mean, Max Fried had definitely has had an all-star caliber year. So I do wonder how much that affected him being an all-star. But Brian Snitker talks about how Max Fried has had an all-star worthy first half, and I completely agree with him.
Yeah, I'm really a strong, you know, probably all-star worthy half. And it's just good to see how he never stops. I mean, he never quits. He just keeps working. He's never, like I say, he's never satisfied. He's just always going to be looking for an edge. And you know, he's going to check all the boxes between starts every time, too.
He is. I mean, simple as that. He does what he needs to do between starts to make sure he can go out on the mound when it is his time to start. And he is going to perform and perform well. So, again, Max Fried, stellar last night. One pitch got away from him that, unfortunately, the Diamondbacks got a hold of. Suarez being the thorn in the Atlanta Braves side again for the second night in a row. And he goes yard, and that was the literally lone run in the ball game. And that's all it took for the Arizona Diamondbacks, as, again, Braden Fatt did what he had to do, and he had 6 scoreless shutout innings last night against the Braves. So, again, hopefully they can bounce back against the San Diego Padres tonight. And as I told you minutes ago, Spencer Schwellenbach going to be on the mound for the Braves. And one thing that has really been impressive when it comes to Spencer Schwellenbach is his repertoire of pitches. I mean, dude knows how to just about throw everything. He's got a changeup. He's got a breaking ball. He's got a slider. I mean, he's got it all pretty much in his arsenal. And he was on a podcast earlier this week, and he talked about how he has been able to develop all of those pitches. And that's been something that's really been able to help him early on in his major league career, because these guys haven't seen a lot of Spencer Schwellenbach, and with him having a lot of stuff, they don't know his stuff. And You know, it'd be one thing if you could watch film on him and, you know, he only has two, maybe even just three pitches that you have to deal with, but you have to deal with an array of pitches from Spencer Schwellenbach, and that's been part of the reason he's had so much success. So let's hear Spencer Schwellenbach talk about how he's been able to develop and learn all of these new pitches.
Honestly, everyone's been helping me. Catching coach, pitching coach, the catchers, Max Fried, Charlie Martin, Chris Sale, like all those guys are kind of just giving me some insight on what a pitch should look like, where to throw it, how to grip it, and then they would help me by watching my bullpen and just kind of letting me know what they see, and then the bullpen catchers giving insight. So it's just kind of like a whole pitching staff has just helped me out, and it's awesome.
And you love it. You love it that he has that foundation and he has that support to learn all those pitches. And again, that's definitely been a reason why he's been so successful this season in his, you know, first few major league starts. And hopefully he has another good one tonight. He looked really, really good against the Phillies. And hopefully he can look really, really good tonight against the San Diego Padres. So Spencer Schwellenbach again taking on Randy Vasquez as the Braves travel to San Diego in the Sunshine State out in California. First pitch again set for 9:40. Hopefully the Braves can get back on the winning side of things. And them no good for nothing Dodgers. Couldn't beat the Phillies again. So it is what it is. We're going to have to just do it ourselves, Braves fans. But when we come back here 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, Jeremy Fowler and the ESPN crew been getting NFL execs, scouts, coaches, putting together top 10 lists from position to position in the NFL. Latest position that has been ranked, the safeties, and our very own Jesse Bates. I'll let you know this. He was in the top 10. How high was he, though? We'll find out next. Here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, making sure they get them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people get their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early rises this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers working round the clock as well, riding around and getting it, making sure the people get to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, my UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers, all my early morning, late night airport workers as well. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. We'll get to ESPN's top 10 safety rankings as ranked by NFL execs, coaches, and scouts. I'll tell you how high Jesse Bates was momentarily. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. I did want to give a quick shout out to all the ESPY winners last night. That's right, we had the ESPYs last night, and here are some of the winners here. Best MLB player went to Shohei Ohtani. No surprise there. Best NFL player, you guessed it, if you guessed Patrick Mahomes. Best driver was Max Verstappen in Formula One. Best NBA player, how about this one? Luka Doncic. Not LeBron James, not Steph Curry, not Jason Tatum. Luka Doncic gets voted best NBA player. Best athlete with a disability. Shout out to Brenna Huckabee, snowboarder. Best college athlete in women's sports. No surprise, and obviously this is last year, so Caitlin Clark in her final season with Iowa. She was voted best college athlete in women's sports, and it's Caitlin Clark. Best WNBA player, you already know, Asia Wilson. She's been absolutely balling. She looks like she's going to win that probably 2 years in a row with the way she's going right now. Best breakthrough athlete. How about this? Juju Watkins, the ball out of USC. And look, when she gets to WNBA too, she's going to be nasty. But she's got some work to do left still in college. And look out for USC. Now that Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark are gone. College basketball is going to be a little bit more open, and South Carolina definitely is going to have something to say, but Juju going to have something to say too, and don't forget about Paige Beckers out there in UConn as well. You know, those are going to be probably the three powerhouses in women's college basketball next season. But Juju, best breakthrough athlete, best championship performance, Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics, and he had a great playoffs, not even just finals performance. He had a great postseason, and he had a solid season all around as well. And, you know, that's why he's a little bit perturbed about not being named to the Team USA basketball team. And look, you know, we've seen the tweets, and he's taking shots at Nike. It's not that he doesn't think his teammate and Derek White isn't deserving. I don't think it's that at all. I think it's more so, look, you're choosing Nike athletes over non-Nike athletes, and I think he's a little bit upset by that. And honestly, I don't blame him. So, anywho, best championship performance went to Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics. The Pat Tillman Award for service is Prince Harry. He gets honored last night. Best athlete in women's sports, Asia Wilson of the Las Vegas Aces. The Jimmy V Award for perseverance went to Dawn Staley. Very deserving of Dawn. She went undefeated this past season with the South Carolina Gamecocks, and she's been through her own struggles as well. So very deserving there for Dawn Staley. Best play went to Lamar Jackson. If you remember last season when he caught his own pass and ran with it. So he gets voted for best play. The Arthur Ashe Award for courage goes to Steve Gleason. If you remember, obviously Steve Gleason had the famous blocked punt against the Atlanta Falcons after they returned back to New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. And then obviously he was dealing with that, the illness that he obviously is still dealing with. So he gets the Arthur Ashe Award for courage. So even though he's a Saint, and even though his, you know, top play came against the Atlanta Falcons, still very touching to see him get honored last night. So, you know, there's times where you put the rivalry away. Best athlete in men's sports went to Patrick Mahomes. No surprise there. Best record-breaking performance went to Caitlin Clark, who was crowned as the NCAA's all-time leading scorer. And then the Muhammad Ali Sports Humanitarian Award went to the Maui surfing community. So some of the winners there of the ESPYs. And also I heard Day-Day playing a song that I guess Serena Williams did about Maria Sharapova. That was pretty funny. Serena did a good job of hosting the ESPYs last night as well. So just wanted to shout out those ESPY winners. But to let you know and to pay off the tease that I gave you heading into the last break, the NFL, Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, they've all been working with NFL execs, scouts, and coaches to put together top 10 lists from position to position, from quarterback to cornerback and all the positions in between. And their latest top 10 ranking was of the safeties. So let's run down the top 10. We'll start from 10 and then go to number one. Matter of fact, we'll even do the honorable mentions first. Honorable mentions, free agent, safety, Justin Simmons, Jalen Petrie of the Houston Texans, Justin Reed of the Kansas City Chiefs, Marcus Williams of the Baltimore Ravens, C.J. Gardner-Johnson of the Philadelphia Eagles, Brian Branch of the Detroit Lions, and Andre Sisco of the Jacksonville Jaguars were the honorable mentions. And now, here is the top 10 list. And number 10, Xavier McKinney of the Green Bay Packers, who, you know, we're seeing on Hard Knocks now, the Giants, man. Let Saquon walk. Let Xavier McKinney go. Ooh, Hard Knocks have been exposing the Giants GM and the Giants overall a little bit. But anywho, that's their problem. At number 9, Talanoa Hufanga, the San Francisco 49ers safety, who really came on strong, especially this past year. Kyle Duggar, which I don't know if I've ever told you all this, but Kyle Duggar and I actually played AAU basketball together. Yep, true story. Just goes to show how much of a baller I am. I'm out here playing with NFL players, you know. Now, we were in eighth grade, but still, it was cool. Kyle Duggar, really nice guy. Really, really cool dude. He comes in at number 8, and it was so cool seeing Kyle Duggar, obviously a friend of mine, playing basketball. I played AAU basketball together, as I just mentioned. He goes to Lenoir Rye, I believe that was the college he went to. And for him to get drafted out of that small school, be a second-round pick, absolutely ball out in college, and now he's balling out in the NFL, absolutely awesome to see Kyle Duggar, now top 10 safety in the NFL. And by the way, he did get some number one votes. His highest ranking was number one. So, and last year he was an honorable mention. Now this year he's up to number eight in the top 10. So shout out Kyle Duggar, man, my guy. All right, number seven in the ESPN top 10 rankings as ranked by NFL execs, scouts, and coaches. Number seven, Los Angeles Chargers safety Derwin James. And look, I'll say this about Derwin James. He is a beast, and I think he could probably be a little bit higher if he hadn't dealt with a bunch of injuries early on his career. His highest ranking was four, by the way. In last year's ranking, he was two. Obviously, he's dealt with some injuries and, you know, a couple of other safeties, wink, wink, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, have jumped up above him a little bit. But Derwin James comes in at number seven. At number six, we have Buda Baker, the Arizona Cardinals safety. His highest ranking was number three, and last year's ranking, he was actually number three. So Buda Baker coming in this year at number six. Number five, Javon Holland, the Miami Dolphins safety. Number four, Minkah Fitzpatrick, the Pittsburgh Steelers, great safety. His highest ranking was one, and he was actually ranked number one last year. And he made play after play after play for that Pittsburgh Steelers defense. I mean, him and T.J. Watt held down that Pittsburgh Steelers defense last season. And Minkah Fitzpatrick even more when Minkah went down, when T.J. Watt, excuse me, went down with an injury. But Minkah Fitzpatrick coming in at number four. And at number three for the Atlanta Falcons, Jesse Bates III. So a lot of threes flying around there. But he comes in at number three at this year's ranking, and he jumped up from number six last season. He was ranked number six, and he is ranked number three, and he got some first-place votes as well. So here's what they had to say about Jesse Bates, our Falcons safety. Splashy free agent signings don't always pan out, but Bates has been well worth Atlanta's four-year, $64 million investment, worth every single penny. I absolutely agree. He was, they say also, Bates ranked first among safeties in ball hawk rate at 28.2% and third overall in interceptions with six. He also led the team in interceptions, obviously. Bates has long been excellent against the pass, but his all-around game, including run support, has improved. He finished with a career-high 132 tackles. And this is what an AFC executive had to say about Jesse Bates. Obviously, you remember Jesse Bates used to be in the AFC with the Cincinnati Bengals. So an AFC executive said, what he does well is dislodging the ball, not just interceptions, but disrupting what should be completions. And Bates, who finished with 11 pass deflections, said another AFC executive continued on by saying he's been one of the more consistent safeties in the league for a long time now. And that is true. We know that obviously firsthand. Last year, Jesse Bates, not only with the interceptions, but he had a few forced fumbles. I think he had, interception and a forced fumble first game of the season last year. Maybe it was two interceptions and a forced fumble. Can't remember exactly, but either way it goes. He gave the Falcons offense a lot of extra possessions with his interceptions and with his forced fumbles last year. So Jesse Bates, an absolute baller, and I'm happy to see him in the top three when it comes to this. Because I knew he had to be pretty high. When I see the safeties come out, I say, oh, Jesse Bates, he better be up there. And he's top three. So I think that is very fair for Jesse Bates. And by the way, Bates ranked sixth in back-to-back years before taking this jump to number three in this year's rankings. So at number two, just to move through the list, Kyle Hamilton, the young safety for the Baltimore Ravens. He's quickly taking a jump up. And then at number one, Antoine Winfield Jr., the Tampa Bay Buccaneers safety. So, again, I think it's fair. Obviously, I think Jesse Bates is the best safety in the league. But at number three, and Kyle Hamilton and Antoine Winfield, in their own respect, are very good safeties as well. But Jesse Bates, I think number three is fair. Again, I would have personally had him at number one. And he did, again, receive some number one votes. But I think number three is a very fair ranking, and it's good to see him, again, make that jump and from sixth in the past 2 years of these rankings all the way up to number three. And, again, he absolutely balled out his first year with the Falcons, and hopefully we get a lot more of the same and an even better version, if that's even possible, of Jesse Bates next season, because he is going to be a huge part of that Falcons defense with a backfield that's going to be a little bit younger, probably, with Clark Phillips going to be on the outside, but he will have A.J. Terrell as well at the safety position. He might have DeMarco Helms next to him. Don't know about if Richie Grant's going to take that spot or if DeMarco Helms is going to be in that spot next to him at the safety position, but we'll see. So he's going to be a huge part of what the Falcons want to do defensively, and he's going to be a huge part of that backfield for the Falcons defense. So Jesse Bates coming in at number three in ESPN's top 10 NFL safety rankings, again, as ranked by execs, coaches, and scouts. So these are his peers helping rank him at number three, and that just goes to show just how good Jesse Bates is. So, again, number one, Antoine Winfield Jr., number two, Kyle Hamilton, number three, Jesse Bates, number four was Minkah Fitzpatrick, number five, Javon Holland, Buda Baker came in at six, Derwin James at seven, and number eight was Kyle Duggar, number nine, Talanoa Hufanga, and at number 10, Xavier McKinney. All right, when we come back here 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, you already know what's going on. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Grillin' Dylan happening next. 404-726-0929 is the number to get in the game. 404-726-0929 is the number. What do you want to talk about? Jesse Bates getting a high ranking, as he should have, in this year's NFL Top 10 Safety Rankings. We can talk about the Braves, Hawks if you want to. Whatever. Music, movies, life, sports, don't matter. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll do it next on Grill and Dylan. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Call me right now. We'll be back with your calls on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday. And speaking of a Friday, this is a perfect Friday song. You walk out of somewhere, you walk out your crib feeling good, or walk out of work after you get off work feeling good, and you play this song, and woo, this is a good vibey song right here. So good pull by Day-Day there. Speaking of Day-Day, Day-Day and I won. We put on matching shirts today, but incidentally. And then two, Day-Day and I are going to be taking on each other in the final event of the 92.9 The Game Summer Games today. And actually, I need an update, Day-Day. How did yesterday go?
So, it was very intense, honestly.
Really?
We were competing for about, because we did three different games. Two of the three games, we ended up competing for about 2 hours.
Wow.
So it was very intense, but I will, hats off to Team Dukes. You guys are now in the lead, 3-1.
Man, 3-1.
Yeah, you guys took 2 out of 3, Caleb and Joe in Connect Four. We, right out the gate, just took you down in Django, like right out the gate.
Uh-huh.
And then in they had these kind of like beer pong game set,
oh,
but it
yeah.
was like large buckets, like those large Home Depot,
Depot
buckets.
Yeah.
But you had to bounce. You had to get a basketball, you know, the mini basketball.
Yeah.
You had to get those into the bucket to take a bucket out.
That sounds really fun, actually.
Yeah, and that was the game that took long, and it was really good because we got out to a lead, then Joe and Caleb came back, And they had it. They had us down. They had to where they had just one barrel, and we still had like three.
Uh-huh.
Then we got down to two barrels left, and then they finally knocked out the final ones. It was really, really fun, really intense. Unfortunately, today we're just kind of playing for bragging rights of who wins today, but Team Dukes has pretty much already won it in the inaugural 92.9 The Game Summer Games. But it's all good.
Hey.
It's all good.
Way to hold it down, fellas. Way to hold it down. I appreciate y'all, Joe Patrick and Caleb Johnson. But, right, we'll still have a good time today. We're going to play some cornhole today, and we got to figure out, we're not just going to do one game today. Well, you know what might make it interesting, Day-Day? You know what might make it interesting? I wonder if we should do this. I wonder if we should do not just who wins the series, but, like, winning a game. Like, so we do, say we do five games.
Right.
Winning a game adds, like, so we, well, you say we're up 3-1 right now. Winning a game adds a point to the total score instead of, you know, it would just be 3-2. Say if y'all won today.
Right.
You know, if y'all win game one and game two, like, if y'all take, you know, 3 out of 5, if we play 5, then, you know, y'all could still win the summer games.
Okay.
I wonder if we should put that twist on it.
You know?
To keep it interesting.
I know Mike probably would go for that, but however, Carl, seeing as how they've already got the lead, already have the lead, he may not agree to that. Maybe we should take it straight to the commissioner.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Commissioner Mike Conti.
We'll figure it out. So stay tuned. The summer games might not quite be over yet. We'll see. We'll figure it out. But we'll definitely play more than one game of cornhole, and we'll be competing out there for a little bit. Either way it goes, we'll have fun. But Team Dukes. Way to hold it down. Way to hold it down, Joe. Way to hold it down, Caleb. But we'll see what happens today. We play cornhole. We'll be back out of Lake Lanier Islands at Margaritaville. So make sure you come see us and have some fun with us and vibe out with us as well. But without further – oh, I do want to mention two quick things before we get to Grillin' Dylan here. We are carrying the Atlanta Dream game tonight. Chris Goforth going to be on the call. That game – I believe is at 7:30. Yes, tip-off at 7:30. Broadcast going to start at 7:30 for us. Atlanta Dream taking on the Las Vegas Aces. Aja Wilson, Kelsey Plum in the ATL tonight. So if you got yourself a ticket, good for you, because them tickets, Day-Day was telling me, them tickets is pricey, and for good reason, because, man, the Aces have been balling. Aja Wilson has been balling, and coming off her ESPY victories, you know, she's going to be turned up tonight too. So make sure you tune into that. Also, tomorrow on 92.9 The Game, we are going to have coverage of Atlanta United and Montreal. We'll be broadcasting that game as well. You already know, a flagship station of Atlanta United, the Five Stripes. So we're going to have the Five Stripes countdown starting at 6:30. Garrett Chapman and Joe Patrick. Speaking of Team Dukes, Joe Patrick going to be filling in for Abe Gordon, who's on vacay right now. Quick vacay for Abe. He'll be back Monday. But that pregame is going to start at 6:30 with the Five Stripes countdown. And Mike Conti and Jason Longshore are going to be on at 7:30 to bring you Atlanta United taking on Montreal out there in Montreal as well. All right, with all that being said, let's get to Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. We only got a few minutes left here, so let's get to it. I want to make sure I get to my two guys here. Number one, let's head out to Chandler. Chandler, what's going on, man? What's on your mind, brother?
What's going on, Dylan? Hey, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Yes, sir. Hey, first of all, why are you trying to help out the opposition, man? Why'd you throw out the idea? You should be all Team Dukes all the way, man.
I am. I just want them to have some sort of life, you know what I'm saying? I don't want them to be completely dead coming into cornhole today, you know. I want to give them some form of life, because I already know we're going to win. So, you know, I'm not sweating it, Chandler. That's all it is.
You just want to be a fair sport. That's respect, man. Respect that.
I appreciate it.
Let's talk about these Falcons real quick. Obviously, we're, 2 weeks away from the start of training camp?
Yeah.
If football season's rapidly approaching, the NCAA game's coming out next week. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an exciting time to be a football fan. But, you know, I just want to ask you, man, obviously the Falcons, they invested heavily into the quarterback this offseason. What do you feel like is the one position that was definitely this offseason kind of went unchecked? And obviously they can still make a move in training camp, but to me it just feels like that second corner spot in particular, it just feels like that's kind of a big question mark and what could be a very big position for this team.
Chandler, I completely agree, and I appreciate the phone call, man. Have a great weekend, a great rest of your Friday. But you hit the nail on the head. It's the cornerback two position. Who's going to be that second cornerback opposite A.J. Terrell? We don't know. Raheem Morris and Jimmy Lake are telling us that Clark Phillips is making plays and looks like that guy. But, you know, I do worry about his size a little bit and him being the second corner out there. He's going to take on some big wide receivers this season. Not to say he can't do it. I got, you know, if they got confidence in him, I got confidence in him. But I do wonder, you know, if they are going to do anything at corner. And like you said, they still got time, but it definitely is that second cornerback position. There are still definitely a few question marks there at that second cornerback spot. All right, real quick, let's get to my man Chief calling from South Fulton. What's going on, Chief?
What's happening, Chief? You know Carl not going for it, dog. He's not going for it. So first of all, he's not going for it. But I'm going to give you a quick, my ultimate NBA team. So we were arguing about this with my family last night. So we did a six-man. So my six-man was going to be Kobe Bryant, okay?
Wow, okay.
That's my six-man. So I'm starting out strong with that.
Yeah.
My center have to be Shaquille. I want to go with Kareem, but I just think Shaquille was the most dominant.
I'm with you on that.
Power forward, the big fundamental, of course, Tim Duncan. You know,
Timmy.
And my pick for small forward, because this is my favorite player, is Dominique Wilkins. I don't care what nobody else says. So
hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Have a homer in there. That's what I'm talking about, Chief. I like that.
That's right. Of course, them shooting guards and Aaron himself, Mr. Michael Jordan.
Yes.
You know, and my starting point guard, the Magic Man, so Magic Johnson.
That's
my ultimate team.
Hey, that's right. Hey, Chief, I love it, man. I appreciate the phone call, brother. Look, you know, I'm cool with having Neek in there. If I'm building an ultimate team, though, I got to throw LeBron in there at small forward. I'm sorry, Neek. I love it, and I don't mind you being in there. But if I'm Brown personally, I can't not have LeBron in there. So there it is. Other than that, that's the only change I would make. But Chief, appreciate it. Chandler, appreciate it. When we come back here, we'll check in with the morning shift. Rob Tribble, Bo Morgan holding it down. And Rob Tribble, he's pushing me away from the mic right now. He wants me to shut up so they can start their show on time. Robbie T and Bo Morgan, we'll check in with them next. See what they got going on a Friday. That's next here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday. And speaking of a Friday, this is a perfect Friday song. You walk out of somewhere, you walk out your crib feeling good, or walk out of work after you get off work feeling good, and you play this song, and woo, this is a good vibey song right here. So good pull by Day Day there. Speaking of Day Day, Day Day and I won. We put on matching shirts today, but incidentally. And then two, Day-Day and I are going to be taking on each other in the final event of the 929 The Game Summer Games today. And actually, I need an update, Day-Day. How did yesterday go?
So, it was very intense, honestly.
Really?
We were competing for about, because we did three different games. Two of the three games, we ended up competing for about 2 hours.
Wow.
So it was very intense, but I will, hats off to Team Dukes. You guys are now in the lead, 3-1.
Man, 3-1.
Yeah, you guys took 2 out of 3, Caleb and Joe in Connect Four. We, right out the gate, just took you down in Django, like right out the gate.
Uh-huh.
And then in they had these kind of like beer pong game set,
oh,
but
yeah,
it was like large buckets, like those large Home Depot,
Depot
buckets.
Yeah.
But you had to bounce. You had to get a basketball, you know, the mini basketball.
Yeah.
You had to get those into the bucket to take a bucket out.
That sounds really fun, actually.
Yeah, and that was the game that took long, and it was really good because we got out to a lead, then Joe and Caleb came back, and they had it. They had us down. They had to where they had just one barrel, and we still had like three.
Uh-huh.
Then we got down to two barrels left,
uh-huh,
and then they finally knocked out the final ones. It was really, really fun, really intense. Unfortunately, today we're just kind of playing for bragging rights of who wins today, but Team Dukes has pretty much already won it in the inaugural 92.9 The Game Summer Games. But it's all good.
Hey.
It's all good.
Way to hold it down, fellas. Way to hold it down. I appreciate y'all, Joe Patrick and Caleb Johnson. But, right, we'll still have a good time today. We're going to play some cornhole today. And we got to figure out, we're not just going to do one game today. Well, you know what might make it interesting, Day-Day? You know what might make it interesting? I wonder if we should do this. I wonder if we should do not just who wins the series,
mm-hmm,
but, like, winning a game, like, so we do, say we do 5 games.
Right.
Winning a game adds, like, so we, well, you say we're up 3-1 right now. Winning a game adds a point to the total score instead of, you know, it would just be 3-2, say, if y'all won
right,
today.
Right.
You know, if y'all win game one and game two, like, if y'all take, you know, 3 out of 5, if we play 5, then, you know, y'all could still win the summer games.
Okay.
I wonder if we should put that twist on it.
You know?
To keep it interesting.
I know Mike probably would go for that, but however, Carl, seeing as how they've already got the lead. You already have the lead. He may not agree to that. Maybe we should take it straight to the commissioner.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Commissioner Mike Conti.
We'll figure it out. So stay tuned. The summer games might not quite be over yet. We'll see. We'll figure it out. But we'll definitely play more than one game of cornhole, and we'll be competing out there for a little bit. Either way it goes, we'll have fun. But Team Dukes, way to hold it down. Way to hold it down, Joe. Way to hold it down, Caleb. But we'll see what happens today. We play cornhole. We'll be back out of Lake Lanier Islands at Margaritaville. So make sure you come see us and have some fun with us and vibe out with us as well. But without further – oh, I do want to mention two quick things before we get to Grillin' Dylan here. We are carrying the Atlanta Dream game tonight. Chris Goforth going to be on the call. That game, I believe, is at 7:30. Yes, tip-off at 7:30. Broadcast going to start at 7:30 for us. Atlanta Dream taking on the Las Vegas Aces. Aja Wilson, Kelsey Plum in the ATL tonight. So if you got yourself a ticket, good for you, because them tickets, Data was telling me, them tickets is pricey, and for good reason, because, man, the Aces have been balling. Aja Wilson has been balling, and coming off her ESPY victories, you know, she's going to be turned up tonight, too. So make sure you tune into that. Also, tomorrow on 99 The Game, we are going to have coverage of Atlanta United and Montreal. We'll be broadcasting that game as well. You already know, a flagship station of Atlanta United, the Five Stripes. So we're going to have the Five Stripes countdown starting at 6:30. Garrett Chapman and Joe Patrick. Speaking of Team Dukes, Joe Patrick going to be filling in for Abe Gordon, who's on vacay right now. Quick vacay for Abe. He'll be back Monday. But that pregame is going to start at 6:30 with the Five Stripes countdown. And Mike Conti and Jason Longshore are going to be on at 7:30 to bring you Atlanta United taking on Montreal out there in Montreal as well. All right. With all that being said, let's get to Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. We only got a few minutes left here, so let's get to it. I want to make sure I get to my two guys here. Number one, let's head out to Chandler. Chandler, what's going on, man? What's on your mind, brother?
What's going on, Dylan? Hey, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Yes, sir. Hey, first of all, why are you trying to help out the opposition, man? Why'd you throw out the idea? You should be all Team Dukes all the way, man.
I am. I just want them to have some sort of life, you know what I'm saying? I don't want them to be completely dead coming into cornhole today, you know. I want to give them some form of life, because I already know we're going to win. So, you know, I'm not sweating it, Chandler. That's all it is.
You just want to be a fair sport. That's respect, man. Respect that.
I appreciate it.
Let's talk about these Falcons real quick. Obviously, we're 2 weeks away from the start of training camp?
Yeah.
If football season's rapidly approaching, the NCAA game's coming out next week. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an exciting time to be a football fan. But, you know, I just want to ask you, man, obviously the Falcons, they invested heavily into the quarterback this offseason. What do you feel like is the one position that was definitely this offseason kind of went unchecked? And obviously they can still make a move in training camp, but to me it just feels like that second corner spot in particular just feels like that's kind of a big question mark and what could be a very big position for this team.
Chandler, I completely agree, and I appreciate the phone call, man. Have a great weekend, a great rest of your Friday. But you hit the nail on the head. It's the cornerback two position. Who's going to be that second cornerback opposite A.J. Terrell? We don't know. Raheem Morris and Jimmy Lake are telling us that Clark Phillips is making plays and looks like that guy. But, you know, I do worry about his size a little bit and him being the second corner out there. He's going to take on some big wide receivers this season. Not to say he can't do it. I got, you know, if they got confidence in him, I got confidence in him. But I do wonder, you know, if they are going to do anything at corner. And like you said, they still got time, but it definitely is that second cornerback position. There are still definitely a few question marks there at that second cornerback spot. All right, real quick, let's get to my man Chief calling from South Fulton. What's going on, Chief?
What's happening, Chief? You know, Carl not going for it, dog. He's not going for it. So first of all, he's not going for it. But I'm gonna give you a quick my ultimate NBA team. So we were arguing about this with my family last night. So we did a six man. So my six man was gonna be Kobe Bryant. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
That's my six man. So I'm starting out strong with that.
Yeah.
My center have to be Shaquille. I want to go with Kareem, but I just think Shaquille was the most dominant.
I'm with you on that.
Power forward, the big fundamental, of course, Tim Duncan. You know,
Tim,
and my pick for small forward, because this is my favorite player, is Dominique Wilkins. I don't care what nobody else says. So
hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Have a homer in there. That's what I'm talking about, Chief. I like that. I like that.
That's right. Of course, them shooting guards and Aaron himself, Mr. Michael Jordan.
Yes.
You know, and my starting point guard, the Magic, man. So, Magic Johnson.
That's
my ultimate team.
Hey, that's right. Hey, Chief, I love it, man. I appreciate the phone call, brother. Look, you know, I'm cool with having Neek in there. If I'm building an ultimate team, though, I got to throw LeBron in there at small forward. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Neek. I love it, and I don't mind you being in there. But if I'm Brown personally, I can't not have LeBron in there. So there it is. Other than that, that's the only change I would make. But Chief, appreciate it. Chandler, appreciate it. When we come back here, we'll check in with the morning shift. Rob Tribble. Bo Morgan holding it down. And Rob Tribble, he's pushing me away from the mic right now. He wants me to shut up so they can start their show on time. Robbie T and Bo Morgan, we'll check in with them next, see what they got going on a Friday. That's next here on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.